We're back to Neil Haley Show, and I'm first excited to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and Seniors Publishing. How are you, Paul? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I'm good. Yes, we have Kathy Mellon today, and she is a great, great author. And we were interested in hearing more about what she does and how she does it.
How are you, Kathy?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
So tell me how it started out, how you became an author. How did that work? How did that develop?
Well, I started writing at age 14, but I was ashamed of the life I had, my childhood, having no family and all that. And being in the 80s and 90s, I, you know, kept hearing about the, you know, they're your only family, you need to reconnect with them. And so I just went off and did my own thing. And I actually became a cook and caterer for over 30 years. In 2015, I was in a car accident. And it left me disabled and with some horrifying repressed memories that actually sent me to my local police station. And after getting the confirmations from a few detectives, I decided to tell my life story. And though I've been writing my whole life, all my journals or notebooks, they all went into nightstand drawers. And now being out of work, I took them all out. And before I knew it, I had almost 13 books that I'm now ready to publish. And my fifth one comes out next month. So,
oh, 13 books. Wow. Okay. All right. So tell me a bit about the first four books then, if you said you have.
Okay. Well, it was a promise I made myself as a young teenager that if I was ever to go after the author role of my life, that I would tell my life story. Because my whole life, I was always told that to keep it to myself. Nobody wanted to hear it. But there was always a voice in me asking why, you know, why did I have to be quiet? I never did anything wrong. And so that's what got me. And I started with a blog, and I actually wrote my diary into a blog and just hit that publish with each page I did. And as the days went on, I just felt myself getting stronger and stronger. And less ashamed, less, you know, humiliated or embarrassed of the life I live. And now I've been hearing from so many since I came out in 2018, you know, so many people that I've helped who have also come out of the closet. And that's actually one of my chapters in my book coming out. It's called Coming Out of the Closet, The Child Abuse Closet. And so, you know, it's a very long road. I was 48 years old when I finally got myself to the police station. And, you know, I did, like they say, you hear something, you know something, go and tell. And that's what I did. And now my abuser and birth mother are both listed in the computerized database at the Lowell Police Department. So, you know, I know I did right.
You did.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm not the only one. There was many victims prior to me, and there was many victims after me. So, you know, to get the word out, I'm not only speaking on myself, I'm speaking on the so many that have went silent due to my abuser's methods of how he was. He lived his whole life as a monster, but he wore his mask well. And what's even sadder is that he actually met women who would protect him, who would rather protect him to keep him rather than turn him in or whatnot. And, you know, so because of that, more females had been injured in the hands of my abuser. So by going forward, I finally put the mark on his name and to help detectives, you know, further look into him and his previous crimes.
Good Paul.
That's a compelling story, and I can see where it would be helpful to a lot of people in that same situation. So that's terrific, and kudos to you for actually writing it down.
Thank you. And you know, my publisher at NFB Publishing, they have given me so much advice and opinions and just so much help in getting these books out. And it was under their recommendation that I split my book into two parts. And that's what I did. And I'm glad. Both covers of the book have my picture on it. One's when I was a child and another one as me as an older adult. But yeah, it feels good. And, you know, Paul, I'm really looking forward to not telling my life story anymore, but yet getting my other books out there. I have a poetry book coming out in 2024. I have a friendship book coming out, and I've also written a 3-volume short story collection, which will be out in a few years also. So yeah, I'm staying pretty busy now.
So what,
you know,
you have, tell, yeah, go, Paul.
No, I was just gonna say, you have quite a future ahead of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I do. I'm glad that I had this to sit back on, you know, being disabled and going through my writing has always helped me. And I just didn't realize how much my writing would help me until I got my story out there. And yes, I feel like a whole new person again, you know, like I can breathe without humiliation or embarrassment. And, you know, it is a lot. So I do hope my next book that's coming out next month, it's a lot of advice. It's me looking back on the life I lived and how society, the laws, and so much needs to be changed. And hopefully my input helps.
So let's talk about specifically enough the goals for the books. What are your goals? Do you have goals, just more and more people to know your story? Like, you're going to always look at the two abuse books as very, very important part
yes.
of your journey, and you want them to live on, not
yes.
disappear, even
no,
though your other books are
I
coming
don't
out.
Want them. No, I do not want them to get disappeared at all. I will keep promoting them on all of my social media websites. And, you know, for a girl that's never published a book, and my first book to publish was a memoir, and I'm very happy. You know, it's not a bestseller yet, but who knows down the line it may be, you know. So I'm going to keep getting my story out there and keep telling my, you know, get it out there so other people can hear, so people know that they're not alone. And
yeah.
That's one of the scariest things, is feeling like you're alone and that you have to live your life as a secret.
And
you know?
Finally being able to give that out and tell the story. How important was that for you? Huge.
It was huge. It was very huge. I've lived my whole life. I have 12 siblings out there, but yet I was raised an only child because I was by myself. So, you know, a lot of friends that I grew up with, they finally have the answers to so many unanswered questions that they would ask me throughout my life. You know, a lot of people that I've interacted with throughout my whole life. I mean, I have friendships dating back over 40 years.
Wow.
And now they're like, it all makes sense now. You know, even my children, when they finally, they're all adults now, and when they finally found the truth, they were like, well, everything makes sense now. You know, they used to wonder why I didn't have family and why my ex-husband's family was my family. So,
okay. Where's the best place people can find information on you and stuff and purchase your books? Where can they go?
Amazon, Barnes and Noble, online, Walmart. My publisher has sent my book out to many places, which I'm very grateful for. I brought some to local libraries, and I actually just ordered another round of 20 more books. I go and donate them to libraries to help get my story out.
That's fantastic. We appreciate it. Thanks
yeah.
again. All right.
No, thank you.
You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.